school department has made a case for the way they manage the financial package for their administrators, and I don't object to that. I mean, that's obviously their purview, and they can do that. It is as the chairman said, it's demoralizing for town employees because there are no secrets in Reading, in case anybody thought there were, in terms of anything that anybody is getting or getting paid. But I think just to, you know, some of the argument from the school department is we're doing it because the town does, and I just want to touch on some of those points because I think it's a misimpression. We have in 4 of the union contracts, out of 6 union contracts, we have the ability to do vacation buyback. We've done it once. We may have done it another time or two in 16 years. It is not often done. We have the ability to do it, but we don't do it because we don't budget for it, frankly. So it's not really standard practice for us. It's something that in the unions, in the negotiation, they wanted to have that in the event that we had extra money and they wanted to sell back the vacation time, we could do that. It is not true, though, of our non-union employees. And we have about 100 non-union employees out of 250 employees that work for town government rather than the schools. And in the material that the school department handed out, the personnel policies on page 19, there's a list of 35 municipal employees that I would equate as much more similar to school administrators than I would to police lieutenants and fire captains and so forth. There are people like the appraiser and the plant and the conservation administrator and the public works director and the finance director and the town accountant who are really senior level people. So I'm not saying that the school department shouldn't do what they're doing. That's, you know, obviously they have the ability to do it, but I don't think they should say they're doing it because the town is doing it, because frankly we're not. Let me just finish. The issue of bonuses was pointed out, and section 9.15 of personnel policies on page 29, which is the employee awards program, was pointed out. The employee awards program has been the personnel policies almost for 16 years. The typical employee award that was given when we funded that through a line item in the budget was $50 to $75. It's not a bonus program. It was just a small token to reward people for doing something that was particularly noteworthy. We haven't funded it in 10 years. When we ever did fund it, it was a specific line item in the budget, in the personnel budget. So, you know, it was right there. It was easily able to be seen. We used to have a merit pay system, and the only person in this room that's probably been around long enough to remember that is Mrs. Klepeis, who has relayed to me the horrors. Yes, I'm sorry.
I've been around too. Not quite as long as Beth, but long enough.
The horrors of the program, and apparently it was there in the late 70s, early 80s, and it was eliminated. It was basically just done away with, and we don't have a merit pay system per se. We have a lot of the same issues, and we talked about this when the chairs met, retaining people. We've lost our network technician, we've lost our planner, we've just lost our recreation administrator. You know, you can go down through this list and look at the positions we've lost, and I agree with the school department, it's very expensive to replace people that you've lost like that, in terms of lost time, in terms of just retraining, lost productivity and all of that. It's, you know, it really is a nightmare. So certainly it's good to try to avoid that if you can. But I think I guess the point I would make is that you can't compare non-union people, which the school administrators are, with union people in a town. We all have our unions. I think you need to compare non-union with non-union. And the issues of the bonuses and the issues of the vacation buyback are not part of our culture. It's not part of the way we do business. That's not to say that the school department shouldn't do it. I mean, I think, you know, there may be some merit to doing it. But it has to stand on its own, not because the town does it. I guess that's my point.
Thank you, Kathy. Peter, first, the suggestion that you can't compare union and non-union contracts. We're comparing administrators and employees at an administrative level.
There they are.
And I understand that. Please let me finish. I let you finish, okay? And I think you can compare administrators to administrators. You say you've lost, the town side has lost many administrators. We have not. It's a policy decision. you say that the town has items in the contracts, the union contracts, I think, which you don't actually give, but they're just there as window dressing. Do you think that that might have some demoralizing effect on your employees? No, instead, you suggest that it's something that we give, which you said four times, it's okay that we give it, is demoralizing your employees, and I take exception to that. In reality, it might be something that the town does not give if your employees are demoralized. But I think it's really unfair, and you talk about inequitable, to look to what we do to compensate our employees as the source of, if you feel your employees are demoralized, as the source of that reaction. And I think you ought to look first and foremost to what the town side doesn't do. And like Camille said at that meeting, maybe you should be giving some of these benefits that you have in your contracts that we've opted to give to retain employees, and maybe you wouldn't find your employees, if they really are demoralized, and I tend to doubt that they're as demoralized as you suggest.
I didn't suggest they were horribly demoralized.
Well, but you use that expression, and you laid it at the feet of the school committee's decision, and I think that's unfair, unrealistic, and inaccurate.
And one of the other things, if I may chime in here, and I've always been one to chime in, you might say that you have a non-union and a union employee. If you get rid of all those groups, what you have are people being paid to perform a service for the town, whether they're called an administrator, whether they're called a fire lieutenant. And clearly, what the superintendent has shown you and given you is, when you look at the top paid ready employees, only three out of 30 are on the school side. So clearly, we're not the highest paid group in this town. I would venture to say, we're kind of in a way the lowest. And over time, you know, it is a wage for bargaining groups. It is a benefit that someone that's paid, that's highly compensated, also gets rewarded for those hours beyond his normal 40-hour work. We don't have that ability to do that. We find other ways to do that. And I still would say that when you look at these top rating employees, we're not always among the top. But there are a few people at the top. And I think we pay as well as we can, and probably not as well as we'd like to, but we're doing what we can to really affect the policy of the school committee, and our policy has been one of retention of our key personnel.